First of all, I'd like us to turn to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20. And as we look in that part of the Bible, we read Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20. And Adam called his wife Eve because she was the mother of all living. Now the word Eve doesn't mean mother. It means life. It means life. And I think that's an interesting point to make because mothers are in the business of giving life. Every living person came from this first mother, that is Eve. And no doubt she was the mother of many children. However, it was not Adam that God chose to honor in Scripture as the one from whom all living comes, but rather Eve, the mother of all living. She alone was given the designation mother, and so it has ever been since the creation of the world. And God made her to be a mother, and He, that is God, gives us motherhood today. And we should praise God for the wonderful gifts that He gives, and especially the gift of motherhood. And that's what I would like to do this morning as we think about our lesson in praise of the mother's maker. This morning we praise the maker of mothers because He made our mothers, first of all, to be kind. Secondly, He made mothers to be compassionate. And third, He made mothers to be caring. And as we think about these things this morning, I hope that we'll each recognize the value and the benefit and the loveliness that is motherhood. So let's think about praising the mother's maker this morning. First of all, we praise the mother's maker because He made mothers to be kind. The word kind means to do good and unto others and to be pleasant and to be gracious in one's manner. Kindness is an attribute of God. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 35, we read, "But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be called the children of the highest." Now listen, "For He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil." See, kindness is an attribute of God, and kindness is certainly an attribute that we should all have. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, in the midst of that great chapter on love, one of the things that is said of love is that love is kind. And that's what we see within our mothers as well. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, we read, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Kindness, that's something that we need to have within our lives. And certainly in a mother's life, there is an abundance of kindness. They are generous of spirit to their children, always wanting the best for them. They are gracious and pleasant in the company of others. They help their children to learn and to grow to maturity. You see, kindness is something that we value, and kindness is something that God made mothers to be, and mothers are kind. Hannah knew what kindness meant when we read of her prayer in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verses 1 through 10. Let's turn over to there for just a moment and look at that prayer. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verses 1 through 10. You remember the kindness that she had within her life as she prayed for her to have a child, and then she named that child Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verses 1 through 10, certainly a great and wonderful prayer that we read. Let's look at that together. "And Hannah prayed and said, 'My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne 7, and she who has many children has become feeble. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and He has set the world upon them. He will guard the feet of His saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength no man shall prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. From heaven He will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to His king and exalt the horn of His anointed. This is the song that Hannah sung after she realized that the Lord was going to bless her. And what a beautiful prayer it is. What a gracious prayer it is. What a wonderful prayer that exhibits kindness in thinking about the poor and the less fortunate, and those who need the kindness of our God. What a great example of kindness can be found in mothers today. And Hannah was a mother, and she was kind, and God has certainly made mothers to be kind, and for that, God is to be praised. But then secondly, we praise God for making mothers to be compassionate. Our God is certainly a compassionate God, and He gives us the things that we need. He provides for us on a daily basis. Jesus, our Lord, was compassionate. And as Christians, we are to be a compassionate people. In Psalm 86 and verse 15, we read, "But Thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth." In Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 15, God actually compares Himself to a mother in this particular passage. And we read there, "Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget you." And that is what God says about His people. He has compassion on them. Jesus Himself was compassionate. The Bible talks many times about how the Lord had compassion on the multitudes and on those that were sick. We read of one such instance in particular regarding the man who had a legion of demons within him. And after the demons had been cast out, the man wanted to follow Jesus. And in Mark chapter 5 and verse 19, this is what we read. "Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee." Yes, Jesus was compassionate, and others needed to know that He was compassionate, and He showed His compassion on this particular person in casting out the demons that were within him. Christians are exhorted to be compassionate people as well. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8 we read, "Finally, be you all of one mind, have compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, nor contrary wise blessing or railing for railing, knowing that you're thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing." So Christians are to be compassionate. Consider what John says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 17 when he writes this, "But whosoever hath his world's goods and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion on him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?" So when we aren't compassionate, when we stop up our compassion, so to speak, from others, John says the love of God really isn't abiding in us when we do that. And so we are to be a compassionate people. But God made mothers in particular to be compassionate. And they show compassion in all kinds of ways. Consider the compassion of the Pharaoh's daughter in Exodus chapter 2 and verse 5, where we read, "The daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along beside her and by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags," that is the reeds that were in there, "she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Exodus chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. Think about the compassion of this woman. And think about what it did for Moses. And think about then what Moses did for the children of Israel. And think that it was compassion that made this happen. Not just any compassion, but a mother's compassion. Were it not for the natural instinct within a mother to be compassionate, Moses may not have been saved. And who knows if our compassion that we have within our life might not save the next Moses. We praise the mother's maker for making her compassionate. But then we also praise the mother's maker for making her caring. As we think about caring, it is certainly part of God's nature, once again, to care for His creation. And Jesus has demonstrated caring within His life, and we as Christians must be caring as well. We read in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." God is certainly a caring God, and He cares about His children. And Jesus is a caring Lord, and He cares for us as well. In Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, we read, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." I'm just going to finish that passage. "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man will some even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." What a wonderful, beautiful example of Christ caring for those who really had no care for Him. And as we consider being caring within our life, let's remember the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10 and verses 33 through 35. "But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow he departed, and he took out 2 pence, and he gave to the host, and said unto him, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee.'" Now here's a real hard example of what it means to care for someone else, to make sacrifices, to reach down into one's own pocket and pull out one's own hard-earned living and give it so that others may have their needs met. Mothers are people who are naturally caring. They labor constantly to support their families. They remember the important things in life, and they are certainly there to care for their children. An example of caring we find in 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 8. "And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman. And she constrained for him to stay there and to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread." She really wanted to care for him. She really wanted to show that she loved him and appreciated him. And what a great example she is to us today in caring for those who are less fortunate than we are. Yes, the Bible teaches that God made mothers to be caring, and that's something that we must do as well. There's a great song in our songbook called "Does Jesus Care?" Let's open to that song right now. I'm going to find it, and let's sing it together, because it's such a great song that emphasizes the caring nature of Christ and emphasizes the caring nature, I believe, that God wants us to have and that He's exemplified in the life of mothers. Song number 507. Song number 507, "Does Jesus Care?" And let's sing that song together. 507.
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? Has the burdens press and the cares distress, and the way grows weary and long? Oh yes, He cares, I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be near? Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares, his heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me, and my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks? Is it aught to him? Does he see? Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares, his heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Mothers reflect the highest attributes of God within their life. God made mothers to be kind. God made mothers to be compassionate. And God made mothers to be caring. And for that, we praise the Mother's Maker for all of these things. Things that we each really need to have within our lives. And as we think about our mothers today on Mother's Day, let's not just think about our mothers, but let's think about the God who made them to be what they are, made them to be who they are, and made them for us, that we can see living examples of what it means to be kind and compassionate and caring. God certainly cares for us, and Jesus cares for us, and He loved us enough to give His life on the cross. And this morning, we want you to consider God, our Creator. Consider how much He loves you in sending Jesus to die on the cross, and that He invites you to come to Him today. He invites you to be one of His children through His Son, Jesus. He stands ready, like the father of the prodigal son, to show mercy and compassion to each one and to receive them back into His loving arms. Are there things in your life of which you need to repent this hour? If you're a Christian, then you can come before the church this very day and confess those faults and ask for prayers that you can be forgiven, and God's kindness and compassion and mercy and love and caring will be shown to you. The angels in heaven rejoice when a sinner repents. Are you needing to become a Christian this very hour? To become a child of God? To give yourself to Him? You can do so by hearing His word and believing it, repenting of your sins, confessing Jesus as Christ, and being baptized for the remission of sins. Yes, God loves you, and He's given you a plan whereby you can know you are saved. And by obeying that plan, you can be His child. Whatever your need may be, we ask you to come this morning to the God who loves you, to the God who cares for you, to the God who has made mothers for you. Won't you come now while we stand and sing this song of encouragement?